chapter 63, The Pearl of Great Price.
This article appeared in the Review and Herald, August 8, 1899. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The righteousness of Christ as a pure white pearl has no defect, no stain, no guilt. This righteousness may be ours. Salvation, with its blood-bought, inestimable treasures, is the pearl of great price. It may be searched for and found. But all who really find it will sell all they have to buy it. They give evidence that they are one with Christ, as he is one with the Father. In the parable, the merchantman is represented as selling all that he had to gain possession of one pearl of great price. This is a beautiful representation of those who appreciate the truth so highly that they give up all they have to come into possession of it. They lay hold by faith of the salvation provided for them at the sacrifice of the only begotten Son of God. There are some who are seeking, always seeking, for the goodly pearl, but they do not make an entire surrender of their wrong habits. They do not die to self that Christ may live in them. Therefore, they do not find the precious pearl. They have not overcome unholy ambition and their love for worldly attractions. They do not lift the cross and follow Christ in the path of self-denial and self-sacrifice. They never know what it is to have peace and harmony in the soul, for without entire surrender there is no rest, no joy. Almost Christians, yet not fully Christians, they seem near the kingdom of heaven, but they do not enter therein. Almost, but not wholly saved, means to be not almost, but wholly lost. A daily consecration to God brings peace and rest. The merchant sold all that he had to possess the pearl. When those who are seeking for salvation refuse to fail or be discouraged, they will find peace and rest in the Lord. Christ will clothe them with his righteousness. He will provide them with a clean heart and a renewed mind. These blessings cost the life of the Son of God and are freely offered to those for whom the sacrifice was made. But how do many treat the proffered gift? They turn away, choosing rather the pleasures of this life. Christ says of them, "Ye will not come to me that ye might have life." John 5:40. Sinners are under a fearful deception. They despise and reject the Savior. They do not realize the value of the pearl offered to them and cast it away, rendering to their Redeemer only insult and mockery. Many a woman decks herself with rings and bracelets, thinking to gain admiration, but she refuses to accept the pearl of great price, which would secure for her sanctification, honor, and eternal riches. What an infatuation is upon the minds of many! They are more charmed with earthly baubles, which glitter and shine, than with the crown of immortal life, God's reward for loyalty. Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Jeremiah 2:32.